the origin of this lecture may perhaps be a purely British problem, and I hope this will emerge perhaps in the course of discussion afterwards. But it's concerned with the role of literature, reading and discussing literature in the teaching of foreign languages. And it was written because I'm a professor of German, not a professor of English or of Russian. You may wonder what I'm doing here. Well, I have an administrative role as well. So that some of the references I will give you will refer to examples from German, and we can discuss parallel examples in our other literatures afterwards, perhaps. Well, the first point that I need to make is that modern languages, foreign languages, the study of foreign languages in England, was established at university level relatively late. Modern language departments for the study of languages at universities didn't begin until early this century. So they've only existed, in many cases, for 70 or 80 years. When they were established, they needed to assume academic respectability. In other words, they had to be accepted alongside subjects which had veneration and were regarded as dignified and the proper object for academic study, such as law, and foremost, such as the classics, in other words, the study of ancient Greek and the study of Latin. Now, the reason for this was that in the middle of the 19th century in Britain, there had been a very violent debate about the future of education. And the debate had been between two sides, those who supported what was called liberal education and those who supported scientific education. And the result of this debate was that liberal and scientific education were split from one another in the English system. The subjects which retained respectability in the true academic sense were the liberal subjects. They were history, the scriptures, theology, classics, the law. These subjects were still regarded as true academic subjects. Science couldn't be ignored because of the enormous growth in scientific thinking, but was kept rather separate. And it meant that most academic study in England was very unpractical. To be practical was not regarded as a virtue of any kind. It was regarded as low and vulgar. Science managed to survive in Britain by being theoretical and pure. And the subjects that suffered most as a result of this debate were actually engineering and what you could call the vocational subjects, practical subjects.